This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. In Chafetz Chaim Yomi, this is the third day. So we're learning this daily B'li Neder. Okay, so before we establish a Chazaka, this is we're learning this B'li Neder. We're up to day three. I recommend you get a hold of a Sefer. Most Sfarim today are broken up according to the Seder Yomi of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. And, okay, here we go. V'nira Pashat, Shatam Shechmira HaTorah Kol Kach B'zeh HaAvayin. In my edition, it's Amud Gimel. It seems obvious. The reason the Torah is so machmir about this sin. Why is the Torah so machmir about this sin? What are we getting so worked up about? That Lashon Hara is like murder, adultery, and idolatry? That Lashon Hara is like Koifer Be'ikar? That's the cause why Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? What's the big deal? Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's obvious. I'm not telling you a chiddush now. It's obvious that the reason is Mishum Shema'oirer Bazeh Harbe Es HaMakatrik Hagadol Al Klal Yisrael. It causes prosecution against the Jewish people. In other words, when a Jew speaks Lashon Hara down here in this world, it causes prosecution against the Jewish people upstairs. And by doing so, it causes the death of many people in many countries. If a Jew in New York, after davening, says a word of Lashon Hara, he could cause the death of many Jews around the world. I'm not telling you my words. I'm telling you what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. Where does this come from? The Zohar HaKadosh. V'zeh Lashon HaZohar HaKadosh Parshas Pekudei. It's Rucha Chada. There's a spirit. Dekaima Akol Inon Marei Delishan Abisha. That stands on all those who speak Lashon Hara. Dechad Misarei B'nei Nasha B'lishan Abisha. When people arouse themselves to speak Lashon Hara. Ayahu Barnash Demisarei B'lishan Abisha. Or if an individual arouses himself to speak Lashon Hara. Kedain at that moment, Itar Haruruch Abisha, that spirit is aroused. Misa'ava, this contaminated spirit, Dila'ela from above. The name of the spirit, you ask? The Ikri Sachsucha. It's called Sachsucha. V'ihu Sharei Alahu Isarusa Dilishan Abisha. It rests on that inspiration of Lashon Hara. Desharu Bei B'nei Nasha. That people begin with. So basically, it goes like this. There is a certain spirit that attaches itself and stands on those who speak Lashon Hara. That when people speak Lashon Hara, this spirit called Sachsucha attaches himself to it. It connects to that conversation. It then, V'iyu Allah Eila, it goes above. V'garim Bahu Esar Dushan Bishan, it causes through that Lashon Hara, Moisa, death, V'charba, and sword, Uketala, and killing Ba'alma. So, if a person hears in the news that Loyalenu, there was a disaster among Jews somewhere, it could have been caused by a innocuous, or what you thought was an innocuous comment about somebody that was disparaging. Vayli'inun demesari la'isit shabisha, woe to those who arouse that bad spirit. V'loi notre pumayu v'lishanhoin, and they don't guard their mouth and their tongue. V'loi chashashu alda, and they're not concerned for this. V'loi yade, and they don't realize. Dehabisarusa delasata, by arousing yourself down here. Talia isaru dela'ela. It's contingent on that, an arousal above. Bein latav, bein lavish. Whether for good or for bad. Now, you should know. That means that if you have the temptation to speak Lashon Hara, and you don't know, some people say, no, they mention a name and they say, you know, better not to say. Yeah, it was better not to say, but it would have been better not to say the name in the first place. So, but if a person has a temptation to speak Lashon Hara and they don't say it, imagine how much protection they offer Klal Yisrael. They are all prosecutors. All people who speak Lashon Hara are prosecutors to arouse the great snake from prosecuting against the world. V'kulhu begin hai isar d'lishan bisha. It's all because of that arousal of Lashon Hara. Kad kaima isarusa d'ilei l'sata. When that arousal exists in this world. Basically, disaster in the world is precipitated by Lashon Hara. V'nucha loymar, we could say, shezo kavanas ha-gemara de'erchen anal. This is what the Gemara and Erechen that we mentioned before means. Kal ha-mesaper Lashon Hara, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, magdil avoinois ad l'shamayim. Magnify sin up to the heaven. Shenemar, shatu ba-shamayim pihem. They set against the heaven their mouths, u'l'shoinam tihalach ba'aretz. And their tongue walks on the earth. What does this mean, Perush? Even if man's tongue is in this world, but their mouth is set against the heaven. So a person can be walking in this world and they think, all I'm doing is I'm saying words. Those words go up to the heavens and cause disaster. We find likewise in Tanit Bel Yehu, that the Lashon Hara that we speak, who oila ad keneged kisei hakavod, it arises to the throne of glory. From here we could get an inkling of the great destruction. Shemachrivim balei halashon es klal Yisrael, that the masters of Lashon Hara cause destruction among the Jewish people. So reason number one why Lashon Hara is so severe is that it kills people. If you hear that a Jew, chas v'sham, died, might have been Lashon Hara. And the person who spoke it, he's responsible. Here's another reason. Here's another reason for the great pegam, the great ruination that comes through this sin. By a person causing a diminution and a ruination of his tongue by speaking improper words, he prevents all his words of holiness that he speaks from going upstairs. A person goes to Kaisal Maravi and he pours out his heart. He goes to a kever and he pours out his heart. And why are the tefillahs not being niskabel? Says the Chafetz Chaim, because words of Lashon Hara can ruin the tool with which we use to say Dvarim Shabakdusha. This is the text, the wording of the Zohar in Pekudei. Uvahai Rucha Bisha. With this bad spirit, Talyon Karma Gardinin Achronin, is dependent on it many prosecutions. These spirits are commanded and appointed to grab a bad word of Lashon Hara, a mila tinufa, or a dirty word. The apik bar nash mipumen, that a person emits from his mouth. Ula basar apik milan kadishin. If after a person emits holy words, vailoin, woe to him! Vailachayein, woe to his life! Vailoin b'hai alma, woe to him in this world. Vailoin b'alma da'asi, woe to him in the next world. Begin to ilain ruchin mesavin, notlin hahu milo mesava. You see, these spirits of evil, they grab that word of Lashon Hara. So, you know what a word of Lashon Hara is? It's imagine if they would have went to the chamber pot and grabbed out all the dirt and grime and excrement in it. That's what Lashon Hara is. And then the spirits take the Lashon Hara, the contents of the chamber pot, and they smear it all over the tefillah and the Torah. So they can't do anything. The tefillah and the Torah can't do anything. Begin to ilain ruchin mesav and notlin ahumila mesava. The spirits of evil take that contaminated word, v'chad apik barnash shabas milin kadisha, and afterwards a person says a holy word, akdi me ilen ruche mesava milehu mesava. Then those bad spirits grab that dirty word. And they contaminate and they defile that holy word. And a person cannot merit with it. It's as if a person loses his spiritual capacity. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Haloi Nira Ba'alil Mizar HaKadosh, we see clearly from the Zohar, Shekol Divrei HaTorah Tefilah Shelanu, Heim Omdim Ba'avir HaShemayim. We see all the Torah we learn, and all the tefillos we offer, they're stuck in the heavens. Ve'enam Oilam Lamala, they don't go up. Umeayin Tavoy Ezraseinu L'Bias HaMashiach. So how in the world are we supposed to help bring the Mashiach if we're incapacitated to daven and learn? So if a person does tshuva on Lashon Hara, then retroactively all of his mitzvahs are returned to their former potency. But if a person doesn't, and the Chafetz Chaim writes, it's very difficult to do tshuva for Lashon Hara. The Chasher Namik B'Zayinu Nimtza Oid Yosef. If we delve into this, we'll see even further. Shamalvachu Avon Plili Ba'atzmai. Aside from the fact that it's a disastrous sin, V'Chanal, like we mentioned before, Oidhu Magdal HaKilka B'Chol Ha'ilamais. It also brings destruction to all the upper worlds. U'machshech U'memayid Oiran. And it darkens and it diminishes their light. Al Yidei Shiragilus Hulakam V'Kam Anoshim. Because it's very common for many people, shekoiflim es halav hazeh, that they repeat this lav kama meyos va'alofim pa'amim bimei chayem, hundreds and thousands of times in their life. Ki afilu avayin katan, even a small sin, kishayach bel harbe pa'amim, when it's repeated numerous times, hu nasa levasoif ka'avay so'agol, in the end it becomes like the ropes of a wagon. K'moy shetzavach Yeshaya, as Yeshaya called out, Hoi, Moishchei ha'avoin, woe, those who draw sin, bechavle hashav, in the ropes of vanity, v'cha'avois ha'agola chata, and like the ropes and chains of a wagon, the sin has become. Really? But it's just, isn't it a small sin? How does it turn into a rope? The answer is, even a silk thread, if it's doubled and quadrupled, it will become an unbreakable rope. The Hamashal Mechun HaMeshi. The parable is from a silk thread. When it's doubled over many hundreds of times. The Choshekein Bechir Azeh. And certainly with this sin is not a silk thread. This sin itself is a chain of iron. Shuchamor mitzad atzmai ad ma'oid. It is inherently severe. Uregil ma'avar olav harbe v'harbe anoshim. And it's frequently violated by so many people. V'chama alofim pa'amim bimei chayim. So many thousands of times in their lifetime. V'ein mekablin al atzmam klali shamir mimenu. And they don't accept upon themselves at all to guard themselves. Shebevadai hakilkol lamala hu la'ein shir. Certainly, the devastation above is inestimable. Rabbi Isai, have a beautiful Shabbos. Kol Tov. You're welcome to join us at 10:50 for Pesachinu Megadim. Have a good day, everyone. Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.